Always remember and never forget, innovation and creating change is for everyone. Welcome to episode 206 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. My name is David Guerin. I'm here to help you every step of the way. So without delay, let's get this episode started. All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. It's time for another episode. So this episode, we're talking about being innovative, creating, thinking, and doing. Innovative, creating, thinking, and doing. So welcome. So why do we want to be innovative? Why do we want to be creating that innovative? Why do we want to think that way? Why do we want to do things? Well, one, action. Action is the last thing I mentioned. Doing, it's an action word. It means getting out there and making it happen. So we definitely have to make things happen. We need to be innovative. We need to be changing. We need to be rolling with the punches. It's a new year, a new set of things are going to happen this year. A lot of things are going to happen. Some of the old will still carry it over. But again, as we're going to be addressing some of the stuff from 2020. And things will slowly start returning back to quote unquote normal or the newer normal, because that's what we had in the springtime of 2020. The new normal is this, the new normal is that. But coming back to work, to school, getting back to some form of life, well, that's going to become the newer normal. And in that, it's going to involve a lot of new ways of thinking, new ways of doing, a new way of behaving, a new way of living. And in 2020, we saw a lot of innovative things happen. We saw, I mean, all of these organizations, these pharmaceutical companies, they were just all in it to win it. You know, it's the first time something like this has ever happened. They all dove in deep and said, hey, we've got to save the planet. We've got to save the world. And they were off and running. So that's a good thing. And again, moving forward to the current dates, current times, new year, new way of being. Again, it's important to remain innovative, because what was once thought a pipe dream, say, well, to some degree, telehealth was a pipe dream. Now it's the standard. I mean, it's not going to go away. It's not going away anytime soon. It's here to stay forever and ever. But telehealth, at one point, it was like, oh, well, we'll figure something out. We'll do something. Next thing I know, doctors are only seeing you through Zoom or through FaceTime, and that's it. It's like, wow, that's fantastic. You know, now what about the add-on equipment? How do we have those add-on sphygmomanometers, you know, the blood pressure cuff machines? How do we tie those into the little port in our iPhones, things like that? Yeah, I know already out there's a couple of lab quality EKG little devices. You put your thumbs on it and it monitors your heart rate, gives you an EKG or lab quality EKG. So kudos there. Our watches, blood pressure, pulse ox, all of that. You know, again, fantastic stuff. And it's changing and it's adjusting to all of that. So again, that means that we as individuals, as leaders, as team members, we all have to continue to strive. And so it means everybody is involved. We have to strive and add more to remain creative and being innovative and thinking and doing, putting that into action. And what is innovative and creating and thinking and doing apply? Well, it applies to everything we do, not just in our day-to-day lives, not just in our business life, not just in the way we do things, but it involves so much. It involves, it's everything that surrounds us, that we touch, we hold, we eat, we create, anything and everything, anything we read. I mean, it permeates through our existence. Why we must be innovative and creating and creative and thinking and doing and making it happen. Because if we don't, you know, we can't always rely on someone else to do it. I mean, if Pfizer had stopped and said, oh, well, we'll let AstraZeneca do that, we'll do something else. No, they all got in it and they were all working together, and not necessarily in a sense of, oh, we're going to share formulations. No, but in a sense of, we all have a common goal to achieve. We all have this mission. And the same thing with your business, with your organization, with your team, with your group. Everyone has a vision. Everyone has a mission. Everyone has a common goal to achieve that. So by being innovative and being creative, you move from the thinking into the doing and making it happen. And when should you and all leaders and everyone on your team be innovative and creative? Well, always. Under all conditions, under all circumstances. Don't wait for the worst case scenario to happen. No. All the time. Anticipate the next worst case scenario and what your team, your division, your organization can do to get ahead of that, to beat it, head it off at the pass, per se. What can be done there? So that's what needs to be done. Now, how do you do this? Well, you look at everything. You see everything. You understand everything. There's Tom Peters, like my mentor, I guess, for lack of a better word, his book, Reimagine Business Excellence in a Disruptive Age. And this book came out a while back. I mean, this book, when I read it, the first time I read it, a lot of color, a lot of pictures, a lot of words, but it really, truly changed my way of looking at things. It really changed the way I see the world. It really, and it did. I mean, I'm not sure if that's his intention. I mean, he wrote it for a reason. This was published back in 2003, but it really gripped me, and it gripped me right from page one. It was a quote, "If you don't like change, you're going to like irrelevance even less." General Eric Shinseki, Chief of Staff, United States Army. And General Shinseki, exactly. If you don't like change, you're going to like irrelevance even less. Again, that's part of being innovative and being creative. You have to get up there because someone will outdo you. Someone is always out there gunning for you. And if you're not constantly innovating and creating and changing, then what have you done? You've done nothing. It's just that simple. On page 134 of that book, Reimagine, Tom Peters writes and talks about design. He talks about design and how it captures him and how he sees it. And when he sees something good, he's going to share it. But it gets him thinking and how this one thing, which is totally out of his field, it's in his hobby, but it's out of his day-to-day money-making field. But it inspires him to think outside the box. It inspires him to be innovative and creative, because if this one thing who's not in his field captures him, and what can it do for others? So it's the section is called Design Turn-On, Smooth Sailing. And I'm going to quote this from the book. And I do apologize if anything, but again, this is Tom Peters' book, Reimagine. "I grew up on the water, Sullivan's Cove on the Severn River near Annapolis, Maryland. Rivers are in my blood and soul," he writes. "I just returned from a trip. My back aches. It always does. Yet my suitcase is 3 pounds heavier than it needs to be. And why? Well, the turnbuckle I was carrying with me. I got it at Fawcett's, Annapolis' premier yacht supply store, when I was a kid and today and when I'm not. There we go. A turnbuckle tightens rigging. It's an 8-inch long, $60 piece of chrome sailboat hardware. It's also, more to the point, beautiful." And there's a photo in it. It's just a turnbuckle. It's real simple. "Confession time," he writes. "I fondle it as I write." And so it captivated him. It's that one piece of hardware for a yacht, for rigging, to tighten the lines. And it's caught his attention because he sees it as a beautiful item. Because someone went out of their way doing the normal thing, but they captured his idea. They captured his idea of beautiful, his idea of being different, innovative, of being change. So with that, those are the conditions you've got to find and look at, and being innovative and creative, thinking and creating and doing and making things happen under all conditions, under all circumstances. So how do you become innovative and creative and with your thinking and doing? Well, Number one, you've got to be open-minded. That's non-negotiable. Being open-minded is where it's at. It's you can't be closed off. I mean, seriously, you're not going to go anywhere. There's always something more that can be done. There's always something more that's coming down the line. And how do you find that something more? How do you help open your mind? Well, you solicit ideas from your team members. Then you solicit ideas from the organization. Then you solicit the ideas from outside your organization. And then you just go about your day-to-day business, and something's going to strike you and see it. And it's like, there it is. The simplicity, the beauty of this turnbuckle changes everything, because you start seeing what it is and what it can be and how it can be applied. That beauty, that simplicity, the change can be applied to your organization, to your group, to your team, to your department. So you have to see how others are doing their things. So in this case, this Fawcett Yacht Supply Store, how it does it and finds this and has this turnbuckle, and they have it there and Tom Peters found it and it changed his way of thinking and how things look to him and how his world is shaped because of it. I mean, he carries it around for Pete's sake and he plays with it and he looks at it. So it's obviously something that inspires him. And there's your innovative and your creation is the inspiration behind it. So keep an open mind, keep an open eye, keep an open ear, keep listening. Keep, again, touch, because he does say he's fondling it as he's writing that part of the, in that book. So again, that touch, the sense of touch, the sense of sight, the sense of listening, the hearing, again, all of those senses, it hits you all at one time or one at a time, however it does. But so long as it does something to get your mind going and thinking, being innovative, being creative and applying change and making change and doing change, not just talking about it, but actually doing it and making it happen. That's where things happen. And that's where innovation and creation thinking becomes doing, is when you can cross that threshold from the inspiration to the actual doing, you've got change coming and change on your terms. And that's a good thing. Well, everyone, we've reached the end of this episode. And if always, if you have any comments, questions, concerns about this week's episode, please drop me an email, dave@davegira.com. Mention episode 206, Innovative and Creative Thinking and Doing. Also, I invite you to follow me on my social media channels, on Twitter @DaveGira, on Instagram, Dave_Guerra, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheDavidGira, all one word. Again, I thank you for listening and taking the time to listen and downloading and all of that for episode 206. Join me on my next episode as we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, listen to each other, and talk to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.